public hearing on tonight's agenda is conditional use 2485, Christopher Hanyok.
This is an ordinance that grants a conditional use of land in an AR1 agricultural residential district for a fence installation business with outside storage to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Sussex County containing 5 acres more or less. The property is lying on the east side of Rust Road, which is Sussex County Route 292A, approximately 0.27 miles south of Harbison Road, which is Route 5. The 911 address is 20601 Rust Road, Harbison, and the tax parcel ID is District 234, Map 4, Parcel 10.32, submitted into the record. Mr. Chairman, we have a copy of the applicant's survey of the property. It's a survey with the building shown on it. There's a copy of a letter received from the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. We have a copy of the DLDOT service level evaluation response letter, and I would note that we have received zero comments. Thank you.
We're going to back up a second and go back to case 2025-01 Howard Manor. We have a motion to defer and seconded, so we need to vote on that. Mr. Allen?
Yes. A reason condition stated in the motion?
Yeah, I mean, on a motion to defer, it's just a voice vote.
Okay. All in favor?
Aye.
All opposed? Motion carries 4-0. Okay, sorry about that. Well, Mr. Collins pointed it out. Okay. So now we're moving back to conditional use 2485, Christopher Hanyok. Anybody here representing this application? Give us your name.
My name is Christopher Hanyok, the owner, current owner of the property. We had purchased the property and, running a business out of there, currently maybe one or two deliveries a week, give or take. Keep material on site for various commercial jobs. They're there, they get delivered and go out to the job site and are installed. They are stored outside. 90% of the material, it's metal, wood, fencing material for outside, so it's stored outside. Other than that, just haven't had, haven't had any issues at the time and looking to have the conditional use move forward.
Okay, we'll see if the commission has any questions, and maybe we can help strengthen the record too. And we'll start with Mr. Allen.
Is this area fenced in? I guess you know how some fenced in.
There is some fence on the property, but it's not. There's a couple areas of fence, like along some of the property lines and stuff. There is some fence.
Okay, is there like debris where you're gonna need dumpsters or anything like that?
I do have one dumpster and it showed on the plan that I provided. That's not the drawing or the set of documents I provided, but you could maybe see it on that picture. There's a large pole building in the rear of the property that was there. When we bought the property, there was a current business running on the, yeah, there you go, all the way in the back. Our dwelling is currently in the middle. Of course, Rust Road, and then the driveway goes along the side of the property. And then there's a large pole building that was there when we bought the property, another small building behind that towards the northeast side corner that were used for the prior owner's business that they run. But they didn't have too much storage outside other than the dumpster. There is another drawing also. I don't know why you don't have that. Was the first one. There should be a second drawing.
Yeah, I could be mistaken, but I couldn't find a site plan that showed all the details of where you'd be doing things with your business.
I provided a hard copy and a digital copy of that.
Maybe I missed it.
The White House is looking for it.
Okay. I don't have it with me.
Yeah.
I mean, if I went in my email, I could email it to you at some point, but other than a hard copy, did not bring that with me.
I can get someone to run and grab the paper file. My suspicion is that the paper copy came in and the digital copy never made it to the file.
Okay, never made it to your file. Okay,
but we can remedy that real quick. So,
yeah. Okay.
And as a dumpster is, I guess it's screened.
If you want to go back to the picture, I can kind of show you where the dumpster is. So along the south end of.
You can point that out if you want. You can walk up there and point that out if you will. It might be easier.
Turn that mic on, please.
Oh, sorry.
There's a small five-yard dumpster that sits close to the building at the end of the driveway. There is a pipe material rack that I have along the area there. And basically, there's a septic that is here for the pole building. The material, I have a shed here with, I have a few chicken coops for the personal side of the property, along with, and then there's a septic field here as well for the dwelling. Other than that, there's some area here for material storage. And we're surrounded by trees here. The neighbors, they have a tree, wooded lot in the back.
Yeah, I'm looking at the map. I don't see where the dumpster is going to need to be screened.
If you could come back to the podium, sir, thank you.
So I have no other questions.
Okay, no other questions? Mr. Collins?
So could you describe some of the materials that you will be storing on site, where those will be located?
So right now there's a lot of material on site for a large project here in Sussex County, the Georgetown Trail, that we're storing some material for a contractor that we're doing work for as a sub, the fence, of course, that will be gone and probably, be gone in about a year and a half or so, about a year. I guess it'll take them a year or so to probably build the trail. And other than that, there's, chain link. I do a lot of schools, Sussex Central, all that material is gone already. Safety fence for Route 113 bypass that we did in Millsboro. All that material is gone. It was there for about three months until they were ready for us. But normally it's just like a lot of pipe and chain link, some wood, from time to time, vinyl fence. Other than that, it's pretty much self-explanatory for having fence back there. It's usually all bundled together and, stored for each job.
Any equipment and vehicles for the business that will be stored on site, will those be stored in the garages or?
So I have a mini excavator that I store inside. I have a small skid steer that I keep. And I have two trailers to haul the equipment that are stored next to the pole barn and in front of that little small garage that's all the way in the back corner.
Okay. Do you perform maintenance of any of your vehicles or any of the equipment on site?
I take that to Ford for service and for the vehicles, the trailer, Wellers, and the equipment. I take that to Georgetown to Fleet Titans. They'll do the service on the equipment.
And I'm asking all these questions just so we can build the record.
Sure.
Support or not.
Absolutely.
So I don't think I have any other questions now.
Mr. Passwaters.
No additional questions.
How do you load and unload the materials? What equipment do you use for
Yeah,
that?
So I have a skid steer that I use skid that has a set of forks.
Of
same skid steer.
Okay, and if you do bring home any waste from the jobs, does it all go right in the dumpster?
So some of it I take to recycling. Usually when we take it off the job site, it's a lot, so we go straight to the DSWA and unload it at the waste facilities. There are, when we have smaller jobs, yes, I have a pile for some scrap metal that I'll take and then recycle it. But that'll sit there. I'll probably take, usually every 4 months or so, I'll gather that up and take it to recycling.
Okay, how many employees?
I have two, besides myself and my wife, I have two full-time employees and two part-time employees.
Okay.
And then I sub out all my installation crews.
Okay, do your employees meet at your property and then go to the jobs?
So a lot of the work is done in-house, a lot of estimating.
Okay.
Site visits, they will usually come in, do their morning stuff, or maybe sometimes go directly to the job site and then come in after that, whatever.
Okay, and you've got adequate parking for employees.
Correct.
Do you meet customers there?
Normally not. No, I don't do too much residential construction, so...
Okay.
Most of it is commercial, which is usually done, through email and a lot of documents that are sent for products that we're installing for them. If they need samples, we'll take it to them.
Thank you. Mr. Robertson, got anything?
Just talk a little bit about the neighborhood. Are there any other businesses or what's around there?
So not directly on, it's a lot of farmland, a lot of lots with wooded trees. Not too much business on Russ Road, but the neighboring roads, there's quite a few businesses, landscaping companies, construction, but not necessarily right on Russ Road.
And do you all live, and you mentioned there's a house on there, just do you all live in the property?
Correct, I live in the dwelling there.
What are the hours of operation and days of the week that you?
So crews come sometimes, depending on the daylight we have, they'll come in, you know, daylight, you know, 6:30, 7 o'clock when it starts to get light out. but my employees usually work 7 to 3. So.
That 5 days a week, 6 days a week, does employees work?
I'm sorry, 5 days a week, Monday through Friday.
So just to clarify, if we were to just take what you just said and put it into a condition, if this were an application that were approved, it would constrain your business to operate in those hours. Is that acceptable?
Sure.
So
6 a.m. would be great for during the summer hours because the guys like to get started early. If they're coming to pick up material, sometimes they get the material the day before and then have it so they have it with them that morning.
I imagine you would want to be able to operate past 3:30 p.m.?
Yeah, sometimes. Yeah, that would be good. Sometimes they do end late, like my employees that don't do work out in the field are, you know, that they work in the office. They usually leave at 3 or 4. But sometimes the crews come back late. Some days maybe they have a longer day, and, you know, 5 o'clock would be perfect.
Okay. That's
6 to 5. Mr. Whitehouse?
One question, if I may, Mr. Chairman. There's reference to an office, and I'm just looking at the permitting history of the property. So the garage was permitted as a residential accessory structure of more than 400 square feet back in 2015 and never went through commercial plan review. Do we know, I think you mentioned it was there when you purchased the property.
Yeah.
Has there been any modifications to it since you bought it, or is it still at residential standard?
Yeah, everything. I haven't made any modifications except that at the driveway entrance, I made it a little bit wider just for trailers to be able to come in a little bit, just, you know, to have deliveries can come in a little easier. But other than that, nothing else has really been done permanently. You know, like a permanent.
Sure. If it were to be approved, would we be willing to go through the building code process to bring it up to a tenant fit out for commercial standard? It's very different to residential standards.
I would, you know, of course, I'd take a look at that, and we could.
You're not gonna have a choice. I mean, if it's gonna be used commercially, Mr. Whitehouse is too polite. If it's gonna be used commercially, it's gonna have to be advised to be inspected for.
If your answer is no, then I think we know where the conditional use application goes. If your answer is yes, then we can entertain it.
Staff, any questions? Okay, if you'll have a seat, we'll see anyone here has an interest in your application. I think some might. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of this application? In favor. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition? Ma'am, come to the podium and give us your name and. All right, we'll wait for you.
My name's Nancy Zalek. I live right next door to Chris, and my property, literally, my grass line goes right to his driveway asphalt line, and it's about 20 feet between his house and my house. The previous owners were father and son, and they built it that way. Bought the house because retired to Delaware. Love it down here, pool in the backyard, pond in the front yard, but I filled it in. And just a lot of things that I enjoy there. And right now, the bedrooms from my house are about 20 feet from his driveway, where the tractor trailers come rumbling in at any hour, any day. And my concern is that they're loading trailers at like 6 or 7 in the morning. That's dark, it's noisy, it's scary. Like my whole life has changed. All the houses on that street are houses. Across the street is a beautiful farmland. I don't have a problem with the corn. And it's also very dusty. And it's, there's something about online, he has an ABC storage. And I have pictures. I'm not as talented as all this, I'm sorry.
You can submit the pictures to our director.
Okay. Gas, some kind of tanks, two tanks have appeared on the property. I don't know if they're propane. I don't know if they're gas. I don't know if they're diesel. There's a porta potty on the property. I don't think I like that. It's been there for years already. There's no privacy anymore. There's just like none. And that wasn't why I bought the house, and that wasn't what I wanted to enjoy with the house. I like the outdoors. I've tried to spend more time there. I feel that my property has decreased. If out of the blue, with all these houses and the farmland and the trees and the woods, my property value has decreased. And also, too, because I have a pool and because I have a huge pole barn and 5 acres, that someone would be interested in that property, especially with kids. And I don't feel that way with this business sitting in the middle of a residential area. And the end of the driveway is just, like I said, so close to my house that when you mow the lawn, you can see the line of where we stop mowing the lawn on each other's front yard. And it just, I don't know, I just don't feel good about it anymore. And I don't know, I know the people who were there, original owners, I know what they used the buildings for. I know what the gentleman before him used the pole barns for. And it was nothing like this, nothing. So I don't have a whole lot else to share other than I don't think that belongs in my neighborhood.
Any questions, commissioners? Ma'am, did you want to speak while you're up here?
No.
Okay. All right, if you'll take a seat, please.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else here?
Before she leaves, just it sounds like the trucks coming in and out with deliveries early in the morning was a particular concern.
Yeah.
Is that something that we could, you know, if we were to put conditions that would restrict delivery times?
Well, it's the tractor trailers. I mean, basically from the bedroom walls. I'm sorry. From the bedroom.
Give us your name for the record, please.
Linda Cole. I'm her sister. I visit quite frequently. And the bedroom walls are 20 feet from that driveway. Tractor trailer coming in 20 feet from your head at 6 o'clock in the morning. Technically we come down here to visit when we're on vacation and stuff like that. It's not a vacation.
If that were restricted to start at, say, 8 a.m., would that improve the situation for you?
If no tractor trailer came in before 8 o'clock, but they come in, they sleep back there. They park them things overnight.
The other thing is that if you start from what I have said, as soon as you pull in that driveway, you're on top of my house, the dirt starts flying, and the backyard that doesn't become as my backyard anymore. I feel like I'm walking into an industrial area.
You know, and there's a lot of people that are coming and going, and basically, if there wasn't this business here, you know, it would just be people, a couple of people in a house, like what it used to be.
Is that a paved driveway coming in?
Yeah.
Only to the end of the garage.
It's paved about here now, right past the house?
Past my house and... And my house is there, and you know, my backyard's open, and I just didn't think I was buying a house next to a site like this.
The person that had the business before him was a custom cabinet maker. It was just him. He brought in on his trailer some wood to make cabinets. Over the course of 2-3 months, he was inside building the cabinets. And then 2 to 3 months later, that same trailer or whatever took the cabinets to their new home. Phil had no outside storage, no outside, you know, nothing. I mean, you barely even knew there was anything going on. And now it's all changed. Thank you for your time.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Sir, would you come back up?
Yeah, quick question. Was this a result of some sort of enforcement action that this came to us?
Blue file, so yes, there was some. I can give you the exact dates and whether we've served an NOV. So if you...
I'd just like to know what the tanks are that the ladies described.
I've got a diesel fuel tank in the back and a gasoline fuel tank in the back.
How large?
They're, one is 250 and the other one, I think, is 350.
Okay.
Tanks. I mean, it.
For the equipment. So I've got a couple pieces of equipment, and then the guys that go on sales, you know, the gasoline for the equipment as well as the trucks, our pickup trucks.
So who are the guys that are going on sales?
I have two full time.
Okay, that's all right.
Yes. The tanks sit on the back. They were delivered just about a month ago. Brand new. They're double-walled, sealed tanks, bottom.
Why did you? I have to ask. You know, this is residentially zoned. It's AR1.
So when we,
why would you have ordered such large tanks? And you're running a pretty big business without coming in and getting approvals for that.
So
you're in the contracting business. You should have known that you can't just do this without.
Correct. When I bought the property, it was already zoned. It was zoned. Hold on. I'm sorry.
They are one.
Conditional use. Where's my phone?
To answer your earlier question, Mr. Chairman, looking at the history, this is a violations case. We did receive complaints, and we served a notice of violation back in June of 2023.
It was zoned commercial, conditional use when we purchased.
Do you have the conditional use number?
I don't have it on me.
Wouldn't that be for the business that was there first?
Correct.
Well, right, it wouldn't be for it would have been for a cabinet shop if there was one.
Right. And that's why that's why I'm here to.
Yeah, but you weren't operating a cabinet shop. I mean, that was all indoors. This is a lot of outdoors.
Just started, I was new. We've been in business for, you know, since 21 and.
Yeah. I mean, we support small businesses, don't you?
Yeah, right. I would imagine.
But we support small businesses in appropriate locations, and it gets frustrating at the county level and the staff level when folks open fairly intensive small businesses without getting the permits.
And also, it's not as if the business you're operating, you know, has massive acreage and has large buffers of trees and fencing to protect your neighbors from, you know, the noise and dust and all of that that's created. And if the prior conditional use, which doesn't sound like it would be related to the business you're operating anyway,
yeah,
it wouldn't apply, and it probably would have been abandoned by now.
Yeah, it does look like there was a conditional use on it.
Yeah, there was. Yeah, right. So, yeah. When we bought the property, the sales, that, you know, the company.
Yeah.
And we're trying to sell the property, you know, they.
Okay. Well, I think we're going to need a little bit more time to look into that history of it.
Okay.
And I could suggest if it's going to get improved, and I don't know that it is, but if it's going to get a recommendation for approval, it's probably going to have some heavy conditions on it.
Okay.
I would imagine, including the fact that, particularly since your fence coming, there's going to be a fence that's going to be run down that property.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Along with the hours of operation.
Yeah, I did start on one side in the back with some fence, you know, like a buffer, you know, a screen fence. So.
Okay. Thanks.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else that would like to speak for or in opposition? Hearing none, we'll close the public record, and we'll ask Mr. Allen what his motion is.
Turn this on. I move that we defer at this time. Conditional use 2485, Christopher Hanyat.
I second the motion.
Before we act on it, can we change that to be a motion to defer to leave the record open for additional information about the prior conditional use on this property?
Okay. That's
so moved. Is that you need to move?
That's my motion. Yeah.
Second?
Second.
Okay. It's been moved and seconded to defer action on conditional use 2485. Christopher Hanyat. Thank you. The next item on the agenda.